Lecture 6, The Catholic League and Henry IV.
The last lecture reviewed the progress or the course of the French Wars of Religion up to the year 1580. We are now going to consider the subsequent transformation of the conflict during the 1580s and the 1590s. On the 10th of June, 1584, the Duke of Anjou, the brother of King Henry III, died of tuberculosis, and this raised an enormous threat to the Catholic cause in France. The problem was that King Henry III had no son, and this left, ironically, the Huguenot leader Henry of Navarre as heir to the throne, because as the head of the House of Bourbon, he was next in line with the soon-to-be-expected extinction of the House of Valois. This threat of a Huguenot mounting the throne led to the creation of a new league by the Guise to defend the Catholic faith. This took place in September of 1584, and a few months later, on the 31st of December 1584, the Catholic League signed a formal treaty with King Philip II of Spain. Both parties undertook to defend Catholicism, to extirpate Protestantism both in France and in the Low Countries, and Philip, crucially, promised to subsidize the armies of the League. The Catholic League recognized, instead of Henry of Navarre, the Cardinal of Bourbon, who was Henry of Navarre's uncle, but who was nonetheless a Roman Catholic. He was old and he wasn't doing very well, but they wanted to recognize a Catholic as heir to the throne. Now, the events of 1584 suppressed many of the earlier unnatural political alignments in the wars of religion during the 1570s and up to 1580. Catholics who now supported the temporary toleration of Protestants for the sake of social order, people who were often called politiques, could now stand on the principle of hereditary monarchy. The Huguenots themselves also rapidly accommodated themselves to the new situation. Philippe de Mornay, who had earlier written treatises advocating the deposition of a tyrannical monarch, now assumed the pose of a defender of divine right monarchy. The Catholic League was a very powerful grouping, and they rapidly gained control of much of northern France. Henry the Duke of Guise was governor of Champagne, and his brother, the Duke of Mayenne, was the governor of Burgundy. In the face of this kind of power, Henry III was finally forced to capitulate. And by the Treaty of Nemours on the 7th of July, 1585, King Henry III agreed, first of all, to revoke all concessions made to the Huguenots and to dismiss them from public office. He also agreed to accept, and moreover to pay for, the League's armies as the instruments of his policy. He agreed to grant the League security towns and to reward its officers with new offices. And needless to say, war began almost at once. The last and most destructive of the French Wars of Religion lasted from 1585 all the way to 1598. Now, the natural question, it seems to me, is why Henry III capitulated to the League in the first place. And here it is worth stressing that even without the financial infusion from Philip II of Spain, the Catholic League from 1584 was really much stronger than it had been in 1576. Because the League of 1584 took its stand not merely on criticism of royal weakness against the Huguenots, the claim that the crown wasn't doing enough to support the war against the Protestants, but rather on the much more powerful case of excluding a heretic from the throne. The idea of having a Protestant monarch alarmed a great deal of France, and for this reason the Catholic League had very broad popular support, especially in the towns and above all in Paris, where radical activity was directed by a conspiratorial body known as the Paris 16. The name was a little bit deceptive. It doesn't mean that there were 16 members, but Paris was divided into 16 administrative districts, and since this conspiratorial body was organized around the municipal structures of Paris, they were called the 16. Henry III was quite afraid of the Catholic League as a rival to his authority, and in 1588, in May of 1588, the king attempted to arrest the Duke of Guise in the city of Paris. But Henry's plans were foiled by a mass rising in Paris, usually known as the Day of Barricades, the 12th of May, 1588. The people of Paris poured into the streets, they pulled up the paving stones, they built barricades across the streets, and they threw stones at the royal forces. There was enormous ideological support from this from the parish priests of Paris, who had never ceased to preach against Henry III, and the passions of St. Bartholomew were very easily awakened. In fact, Henry III found himself in a very embarrassing position. He was surrounded and cut off by the people, and he actually had to be rescued by the Duke of Guise, the very man he had intended to arrest.